USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic head of the House Intelligence Panel says he's planning to subpoena Rudy Giuliani as the committee investigates the Trump-Ukraine controversy. Congressman Adam Schiff telling 60 Minutes on CBS that they need the evidence from President Trump's personal lawyer. Giuliani has been linked to efforts to press Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani told 60 Minutes yesterday he only did what he was asked to do.
I did not do this on my own. I did it at the request of the State Department, and I have all of the text messages to prove it, and I also have a thank you from them for doing a good job.
Iran's foreign minister warning the U.S. that it would not be able to finish a war with Iran during an interview with NBC News. Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already, and this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that have yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Reports are President Trump wants to sit down with the whistleblower who filed a complaint about a phone call he had with Ukraine's leader. On Twitter Sunday, the president said he deserves to meet his accuser. At the same time, Trump slammed the whistleblower for what he called a totally inaccurate and fraudulent representation of what he said was a perfectly normal conversation with a foreign leader. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's heartbroken over the loss of an NYPD officer. Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed in the line of duty Sunday in the Bronx during a confrontation with a suspect who was also killed. Metallica frontman James Hetfield is in rehab. The band confirming the news about Hetfield in a statement on their website, announcing that they've postponed an upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In part of the nation, it's feeling like an early winter, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Summer-like conditions have been lingering in parts of the United States, but the northern Rocky Mountains are getting a taste of winter already. Strong winds and heavy snow causing power outages and some road closures in northwestern Montana during the wintry storm that threatened to drop several feet of snow in some parts of the northern Rockies before the weekend was over. Emergency travel only was recommended in some sections along the eastern edge of the Rocky Mountain front. Following the storm, temperatures are expected to drop into the teens and 20s across much of western and central Montana overnight on Monday. The weekend storm system was also bringing some strong winds and some snow to the mountains of northern Washington and northern Idaho. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new film from DreamWorks, Abominable, is tops at the box office this weekend with nearly $21 million in ticket sales. It's about a teenager in Shanghai who discovers a lost Yeti on the roof of her apartment building.
I don't know where you came from.
Conrad!
He escaped.
I want my Yeti back!
She and her friends cross China to return the creature back home to the Himalayas. Downton Abbey came in second with $14 million, and the Jennifer Lopez movie called Hustlers came in third with $11 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.